An investigation into a 40-year-old murder is shaking Northern Ireland and threatening the fragile peace agreement there. Police spent 4 days questioning Gerry Adams, the leader of one of Northern Ireland's major political parties, about his role in the case. He was let go yesterday. Adams insists he has no connection with the murder, but the Northern Ireland police say they have new evidence obtained under subpoena from Boston College. The college had funded an oral history project collecting testimonies from former members of the Irish Republican Army, or IRA. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Michael McConville still remembers the December night in 1972 when members of the IRA forced their way into his family's Belfast home and falsely accused his mother of being an informant.
They dragged my arm all right, pulled her out of our arms. We were holding on there, crammed. Mum Muller was crammed because the IRA had taken her in the night before. And that bodily beating her up.
He told the BBC that was the last time he ever saw his mother. Jean McConville was a widow with 10 children. Her body was not discovered until 2003. The case is generally seen as one of the lowest points in the so-called troubles that shook Northern Ireland for decades. Last week, the case made headlines again. Gerry Adams turned himself into police for questioning. He's a leader of Sinn Féin, a political party that had close ties to the IRA. Secretary of State Theresa Villiers told the BBC that the police were handling this without political interference.
Both the Prime Minister and I appreciate the sensitivity and seriousness of this situation.
On Sunday afternoon, Gerry Adams left the police station out a back entrance to avoid protesters blocking the road in front of the building. Adams held a press conference yesterday evening.
Let me be very clear. I am innocent of any involvement in any conspiracy to abduct, kill or bury Mrs. McConville. I've worked hard with others to have this injustice redressed and for the return of the bodies of others killed during the conflict.
The victim's son, Michael McConville, held a press conference of his own.
These have been quite difficult days for the McConville family, and they've been very stressful.
He said his family has spent more than 40 years fighting for justice and won't stop now. Now prosecutors will take the file from the four-day questioning of Gerry Adams. It's up to them to decide whether to bring charges. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.